Unit 3, Recording 3.
So, how did you get the job?
Well, I'm really interested in history and, well, I found out about this company. You don't have to have any special qualifications, but I think an interest in history is important. And you have to have a good memory. I can remember dates and other facts easily, so it's not a problem for me.
What other qualities do you think are useful?
I think you have to be a good storyteller and a good actor. I mean, you have to try and bring the history alive. I don't just talk about it. I try to get the visitors to become part of the history and really believe it.
So, do you have to wear a uniform or special clothes?
Well, no, I don't have to wear a uniform, but I wear special clothes from that period of history. Again, it's part of the acting to make it all as real as possible.
What's your favourite tour?
Well, I think my favourite is the tour we do at night. It's especially scary at night because there are some parts of the tour where we turn out all the lights. It's completely dark. You can't see anything at all. There are all sorts of noises. Some visitors get very scared, but they all love it. It's very exciting.
What kind of visitors generally come on these ghost tours?
All kinds of people. A lot of children and young people, obviously. But lots of older people too. Local people. And also a lot of foreign visitors from Europe, America, Asia. All over the world, really.
Can you speak any other languages apart from English?
Yes, I can speak French and Spanish. So sometimes I translate parts of my tour for visitors who speak those languages. But mostly it's in English. Unfortunately, I can't speak Japanese. That would be very useful, as a lot of our visitors are from Japan.
And finally, are there any real ghosts? I mean, have you ever seen one?
Well, no, I haven't seen a ghost, but I think I've heard one.
Really? You've heard a ghost? Who? Which one?
Well, it's a dog. A famous dog in Edinburgh called Greyfriars Bobby. He died in 1872 after sitting by his owner's grave for 14 years. After his owner died, the dog sat by the grave every day for 14 years. I'm sure I heard the ghost of that dog.
That's amazing. Your job sounds fascinating. Thank you so much.